The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on the shoulders of their people, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honors at banquets, seats of honors in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on your earth your father, for you have given but one father in heaven. Do not be called master, for you have but one master, Christ. The greatest then among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I asked you to name the three greatest leaders that are living today. And don't say that loud because I don't want to have a fight. But no, we would think of different people. And one, we might think of some, you know, leader of a business or some invention maybe, or maybe some celebrities or some sports people, or you might think of some leaders, political leaders or not. It depends on where you are, right? Depends on your own perspective, what you perceive as leader, right? Now, if I ask you to name the three kindest people that you know, would there be anywhere near those same three? No. And the reason why that hush happens is because we don't associate greatness with kindness, or we don't associate kindness with greatness. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus turns the thing upside down and says, the greatest among you is meant to be the kindest, the gentlest, the one who serves. If that be the case, then are we striving for Christ's greatness? Are we striving to be great in God's eyes, which is gentleness and kindness and service? Now, let's be honest. I mean, that sounds wonderful and great, but then we go outside and deal with the real world and people who say things and do things that are completely unkind to us. Or they place us in such a place that we're in a no-win situation, where we say something one way or the other way, we cannot win. Or to give credit to other people for the work that we've done. How hard that is then to be kind and gentle in the face of that. It's easy to be kind and gentle when everyone else is. It's even okay when it's kind and gentle when everyone else is neutral. But the real rub for us is to be kind and gentle when others are unkind and harsh to us or to others whom we love. Then becomes the real test for us. See, Jesus' measure of greatness is not success by world standards. It's not
the accomplishments that we build up on our resume, the great things that we have done. In Jesus' eyes, the greatness is the kindness and gentleness and love. In that sense, we have to come up with a new language of greatness for ourselves. Mark Twain once said that the language of kindness is a language that the deaf can hear and the blind can see. We need to adopt that language of gentleness. It's so easy to be harsh. It's so easy to come up with that one phrase, that one line, that zinger that zaps the person. And inside, for a moment, we feel great. And then as soon as we've left the conversation, we have that sinking feeling that we were not our best selves. Not our best moment. See, today, more than any time in human history, I think, we need great leaders who are kind and gentle and service-minded. That's what we want in our leaders. But if we want that from our leaders, then we better start doing it. We have to be kind. We have to be gentle. That is a new language we ourselves must adopt. There is no other. That is it. And that will be what we will get judged on. Our kindness and our gentleness. So today, as we go forth from here, receiving the nourishment of Christ as we celebrate the Eucharist, His presence in our lives, let us strive for greatness. But greatness in God's eyes. Gentleness, kindness in front of all people, whether they are kind to us, whether they're neutral to us, but most especially when they are unkind to us.